To get to the villages we're going to today, the fastest way is by boat. Leaving at first light, it's a magical time to be on the water. As we head downriver, we pass through hundreds of small tributaries where the gnarled roots of mangrove trees sink into creamy-looking mud. Mist is rising off the water, and fishermen in longboats drift by putting out crab pots for the day. As we turn off the engine, the boatman tells me to watch and listen. If the birds start to scatter, there's a tiger nearby. This is the time, he says, when they come down to the water to drink. Look, he says, pointing, and there in the mud is a fresh tiger paw print. With a mixture of awe and wonder, we press on with our journey. Our first stop is to pick up an armed forest guard who's been provided for our protection today. When I see his gun, I'm worried that should he spot a tiger, he might shoot. But the boatman reassures me it's against the law to shoot tigers here.
If tiger attacked you, at that moment he has right to shoot the tiger. But usually if it's a tiger, he will just make a blank fire so the tiger go away.
Okay. With the armed guard on board, we travel further downriver to Gragra Marie Forest Station Hut. This area has been the site of many tiger attacks. Deben Mandal is a honey hunter and a fisherman. He was fishing here in 2010 when a tiger attacked him.
I went to catch fish along with five others. It was at the Kultulikhal area. When we went there, I started my work after chanting spells and hymn. I told my workers to put the net as well, without any fear. We all then started out usual works. We were like a bit scattered, and I was at the forefront. The rest were behind me, and we were working down in the water. Then suddenly it came and jumped over me as if I was the target. It was like a thunder to me.
That was the sound the tiger made, was it?
The sound it made when it struck me made me think that it's the end of the world. Then I was helpless. I quickly thought that I may fall, so I grabbed it.
Deben then grabbed the tiger around the torso and laid his head against the tiger's chest. He could hear the tiger's heart pounding.
I was thinking, maybe no one could free me. I was holding it, and suddenly it toppled me, beat me here on my neck. One of us became so afraid that he climbed on a tree. At that time, I thought it's over and I would not live anymore. That was the end.
But at this point, one of Deben's workers came up behind the tiger.
At that time, one of the guys came up with an axe or something long, maybe a piece of wood, and hit its head. When it was hit, it released me and jumped on the land. It disappeared and we didn't find it anymore.
Deben has seen many tigers since his attack, and he can no longer fish for fear he'll be attacked again. Now he works in the forestry office and hardly dares visit the forest.
When I see a tiger now, I'm filled with fear. When our sir asks us to visit the other side of the river, I tell him, if the tiger see me, it will certainly catch me. I think that will happen.
Deben wants to show me the scar he has from his attack. He pulls off his shirt and points to his neck.
Let me see. Oh my goodness. So at the back of his head, there's a huge scar. The neck is all deformed, where the tiger obviously had his claws in your neck. Yeah.
The scars are still giving me pain on my neck.
You've always got an ache in your neck because of it. You are a very brave man.
I'm brave indeed, but at that time, what was the value of my bravery? The way it had grabbed me, bravery would not have saved me at all. If it had not released, no one would be able to get free.
Sitting next to Deben on a pile of logs just outside the forest hut on the banks of the Poshua River is Sukuma Mondal. He too was attacked by a tiger here while out fishing. But unlike Deben, Sukuma was unable to hide his head in the tiger's chest. Instead, the tiger engulfed Sukuma's head in his mouth.
I felt I was dying, seeing how the tiger attacked me and the size of the tiger. I could not survive the attack. No one can save me. The tiger was about 9 feet long without the tail. Then a woman came to rescue me and saved my life. She hit the tiger one time with her full strength. Then they dragged me for half kilometers through the river and forest. I was bleeding.
He's opening his shirt and inside I can see a big scar. And on the back, there's also a scar. And his whole face is completely deformed. He can no longer shut his eye. And he can hardly speak. You can hear with the lisping.
I cannot see clearly. When I move into the sun, I cannot see anything at all. I always feel pain in the ear and face hearing difficulties.
But do you feel lucky that you survived the attack?
By the help of God, I survived the attack. By His blessing, I am alive.
Sukuma can no longer work. Like many villagers on the periphery of the Sundarbans, he lives in perpetual fear of another attack. Last year, despite it being illegal to kill tigers, a group of villagers here carried out a revenge attack on a tiger that had killed a fisherman. It's understandable why villagers would do such a thing, but with fewer than 500 tigers left, this is very worrying for conservationists like Zubai Fahad, a programme officer at the Wild Team, who's passionate about saving the world's last tigers. Today he's holding a meeting at Joymani, a small village 2 hours further downriver, deep in the heart of tiger territory.
I'm getting ashore here. Hello, Fahad. Thank you so much for coming all this way out to meet me. So, Fahad, how many people has the tiger taken from this village?
So, maybe 15 to 20 people from the first to the present taken away by the tiger from this village. But last time in 2006 and 2007, and a woman killed by the tiger. She was lying inside her home and the tiger came here and then broke the wall of the house and then took her inside the forest from her home.
How absolutely terrifying. I mean, that must have terrified the villagers here.
Yeah, and after that, the people got very angry and very revengeful for the tiger. And after that, they killed the tiger inside the village.
Just down the road, I did talk to a woman who told me that just recently, in December, they killed a tiger, the villagers.
Yeah. So, yeah, then in 2013, a tiger killed by the villagers in Gagramari village.
And you've been trying to change opinions here.
Yeah. After that, we are start working here and then build the village tiger response team here and then change the perception towards tiger here and then increase their knowledge on Sundarbans and tigers' behavior.
Fahad's job is to assess how well the village tiger response team is working. Set up in 2008, each team consists of villagers who manage stray tigers and control the crowd until a rescue team arrives. There are currently 49 teams around the Sundarban territory of Bangladesh.
So now, instead of killing the tiger, what do they do when a tiger comes?
They usually try to scare the tiger and then send it back to the forest. And then
they scare it with what?
They scare it by firecrackers, produce noise, produce fire inside the village, and then they send it back to the forest. But then they quickly call to the forest department, and we have an emergency response team, and then they quickly call to us, and then usually we come here and try to deal with this primary situation. And if the tiger stayed inside the village, then we tranquilize it, and then relocate it into the forest.
That's good. So more tigers being saved and less people being eaten.
Yeah, that's right.
Fahad tells me about another local who's the only person here to have survived 3 tiger attacks. Being something of a local legend, it's not hard to find our way to Jamal Mohammed's house. On our way, I asked Fahad about some of the local beliefs.
Some locals think if you stare the tiger in the eye, it won't attack you because tigers attack from behind. Is this true?
Yeah, the villagers' perception is true. So it's local belief that when the tiger come in front of you, if you keep eye contact with the tiger, it will not attack you. And if you just turn around and run away, then it will try to catch you. Because as by nature, carnivorous animals is like to catch its prey by chasing it.
There's a belief here also, the reason that tigers are so aggressive here is because of the salty water. Is that true?
Yeah, due to salty water. So maybe it may impact on animals' behavior. So maybe due to this, the Sundarbans tiger behavior may be most ferocious.
When we arrive at Jamal's house, he comes out of his house with an axe in hand. He's off to hunt for wild honey, one of the only ways to make a living here. But honey can wait, he says, as he settles in to recount his tiger adventures.
In 1997, I went to river to catch a cub. The cub was in my hand. The tiger jumped all over me, but I saw the tiger. The tiger tried to attack me with his paws and managed to attack my legs, but I managed to drive down about 10 feet under the water. After a while, when I reached the surface of water, I couldn't see the tiger. I swam down the river for a bit and saw a boat. I cried out for their help.
Gosh, so lucky escape. Were you very frightened?
Yes, I was very frightened. After hearing the threatening roar from a tiger, I became very afraid and my stomach stopped working.
A lot of people that we've talked to don't go back into the forest after they've been attacked by a tiger, but you've been back again.
I go to the forest again and again to ensure food for my children. Only for them I have to face the tiger. When my children cry for food, I forget that I might get killed.
So what happened when the tiger attacked you a second time?
The tiger was in the north side of the river and I was in the south side. I couldn't run. The tiger saw me. When the tiger roared at me, I also shouted at him. The tiger made so much noise. I made mad faces and lots of noise.
Jamal tells me the tiger was just 1 meter away from him. He says he stood the tiger off by roaring at him for half an hour until his throat was bleeding.
Tiger also fears human, you know. Both can attack each other. And it is dangerous for the both parties. When I go into the forest again, there is always a fear within me that the tiger is watching me and he might attack again.
Before we leave to get back to the boat, Fahad wants to take me to see one more person, Krishno Mondal, who's in his late 60s. His 83-year-old mother was snatched by a tiger while sleeping in her home in 2007. It's clearly very painful for Krishno to recount the story as tears are running down his face.
When I heard my mother's screams, I opened the door and ran away to my mother's bed. I saw the empty bed. I couldn't find her. By opening the wooden door in the midnight, I saw my mother was lying down outside. The tiger attacked my mother in the left side of her head. Her skull was broken. I ran to my mother. She was still breathing but senseless.
Ami mar kache jeye dadalam. Amar choto jamai tinio.
I stood beside my mother, and my younger daughter's husband also ran to the spot, making noise so that tiger would run away. Then, with the help of my daughter and my other's family members, we brought her body back in the house. At 5 past 3 a.m., she passed away.
Obviously, you're very, very upset. This is a tragedy for your family.
It happened a long time before, but till my death, I'll remember my mother. When I recall that accident, I cannot hold my tears. I can hear that sad scream of her. Everybody feels the pain when they recall the death of their parents. My neighbor also couldn't hold down their tears when they heard my mother was attacked by a wild beast.
Back on the boat and heading home, it's dusk, and as the sun sets over the pristine Sundarbans, it looks utterly magical again. Fishermen are pulling up their nets for the night, and ever watchful, the tiger is never far from their thoughts.